A professor picked up a glass of water and stood before his class and held his arm out. And he said, "How long can I hold this 8-ounce glass of water?" Immediately the students started saying, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 11 minutes. And the professor held it and held it. And after about a minute, he started getting arm fatigue and aching. And he held it a little while longer. And then ultimately he had to put the glass down. The students wondering why he did this. The professor looked at them and said, "That is what stress is. When you hold on to something little, seemingly little, and you hold on that in the mind, then it starts to ruin the whole psyche. Just like I'm holding 8 ounces of water. It looks little, but I can't hold it for a long time. Same with the mind in stress. So when you've got a little worry, a little anxiety, a little problem, you can work on it for a bit, but then you have to put it down, come back to it. Don't let it sit in the mind, otherwise it'll take over and paralyze the entire mental realm." And invariably, that's what the path of yoga is all about, of creating a sense of santosh, of psychic ease, of psychic comfort, or what's called samita bow, of mental equipoise, to be able to live in the world and deal with the ups and downs of life, but still keep mental balance throughout. So when you have a little problem, you put it down like a glass of water, and then with renewed energy, you go after it, and you'll be able to hold it again and manage it. But what about when you have a bigger problem? What to do then? One time, there was a man carrying a big backpack, and then he had a duffel bag, and then a big suitcase under his arm, and then a heavy briefcase. All these things he had going to the train station to catch the train. And just before the train was about to embark, he got on the train. And there were many other passengers on the train. They were seated in their compartment, in their seats, and talking and having a joyous time. And this man continued to hold on to his bags that was having a crippling effect. He was sweating profusely, leaning against the wall. He could hardly hold the bags a second longer. And people were wondering, what's going on with this guy? Why isn't he putting his bags down? And the gentleman who boarded the train could not conceive of the idea that if he put his bags down, the train will carry both him and his bags. He need not carry the bags while on the train. And we're all on a greater journey of life. We're all on some sort of path. And those heavy, heavy things that we're trying to bring with us, we can only carry them for so long. At some point, there has to be some sense of surrender, some sense of faith, knowing that the path will take you and what you need with you along to your point of victory. That there's something greater than ourselves helping to propel us forward. And that's a key point in yoga, this sense of surrender, this sense of conceiving of something beyond the unit ego, beyond the unit self, whatever you deem that greater entity or power to be. And that's how we move forward when we've got big problems that are burdening us too much. Another aspect of this is, how do we move forward in the face of fear? And the greatest fear, the yogis say, is fear of the unknown. What's going to happen in the future? What will happen to me? And the yogis say, it's just like driving your car in the nighttime. When you get in the car and it's nighttime, you can't see 10 miles down the road in darkness. You just see darkness all around. You can't see that far. But what you do is you turn your headlights on, and that shows the immediate field in front of you light. It makes it drivable. You can navigate your pathway. And although it doesn't show 10 miles in front, you don't worry about that 10 miles in front. You only pay attention to what's in front of you at the moment, because that's all you have control over at that time. And little by little, incrementally, you navigate all the way towards that 10-mile mark and beyond. by going within the purview of those headlights. And similarly, when we're navigating through life, we can see a certain degree in front of us of what decisions we need to make. And we should not think 12 years down the road, 17 years down the road, 25 years down the road, and try and work out those details now. Those details will come apparent as we get closer to that time period. So in tumultuous times, in difficult times, in the ups and downs and ebbs and flows of life, these are three things to keep in mind about how we can navigate through little issues that create stress in the mind, through bigger issues that are really burdening us down, and how to deal with the fear or the anxiety of the unknown. And that's the future. And when we can do those three things, then we have a very, very good handle on life and can navigate any situation that comes our way. Namaskar.